Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A crocodile has killed a Protestant pastor who was baptizing followers near a lake in southern Ethiopia.
Oh, man!
It happened in the middle of a baptism. His name is Dako Eset. And he was conducting the ceremony for about 80 people on Sunday morning at Lake Abaya in Abra Minch.
Everyone in line who witnessed that converted to Judaism.
Residents and police said that a crocodile leapt from the water during the baptism and attacked him.
Oof.
Pastor Dako died after being bitten on his legs, back, and hands. A local resident said he baptized the first person and he passed on to another. And all of a sudden, a crocodile jumped out of the lake and grabbed the pastor. Despite huge efforts, fishermen and residents could not save Pastor Dako. They used fishing nets to prevent the crocodile from taking the pastor's body into the lake, and the crocodile escaped. Wow.
To be honest, F any body of water that has crocodiles or alligators.
That's messed up, man. Two teenage girls have confessed and are in tears after a Washington State man, nearly crashed his motorcycle after he drove through fishing line tied across a road. They told deputies they were trying a trick to suspend a teddy bear in the air so that cars would drive under it and see it floating in the air by the fishing line. When the motorcyclist hit it, they took off. Alex Testin says he received a minor cut to his neck after driving Friday night. He said that the line over the road jerked him back on his motorcycle, but he was able to maintain control. He later discovered a horizontal cut on his neck where the line connected.
They were using fishing line?
Yeah.
No, you can't do that.
He said, if I hadn't gripped my handlebars as tight as I was, I would have fallen off my bike and crashed. I'm just sitting in the upright position, and all of a sudden I feel a ridiculous amount of pressure on my throat. It was very thin, just like the line you see on my neck, and it just throws me back. Investigators found the line that may have been tied from a utility pole to trees across the road. The 15-year-olds are cooperative and were not arrested.
Jeez.
A Swedish city is advising girls who fear being taken abroad for forced marriage or female genital mutilation to actually tuck a spoon in their underwear before going through airport security.
That's where I keep my spoon.
Airport staff in Gothenburg have been told how to respond to such circumstances. They said the spoon will trigger metal detectors when you go through security checks. You'll be taken aside, and then you can talk to staff in private.
Isn't that horrific that you're having to stuff a spoon in your underwear to keep from being abducted out of the country?
They said it's the last chance to sound the alarm. There is no data on the number of girls taken abroad for forced marriage, but a national child hotline received 139 calls last year about child marriage and forced marriage.
Make it a metal spoon, by the way.
Activists will encourage other cities to follow Gothenburg's lead and adopt the spoon initiative to protect girls. The idea comes from British charity Karma Nirvana, which said the tactic had already saved a number of girls in Britain from forced marriage. A 2015 study found up to 38,000 girls and women living in Sweden alone may have undergone female genital mutilation.
Dear
with victims,
God.
Including women that were born in Somalia, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Egypt, and Gambia. That's messed up. Yeah, it's resorted to that. A woman is in critical condition after troopers say she collided with an adult moose and a calf on eastbound SR 40. Utah Highway Patrol says that the red Pontiac Bonneville crashed, causing severe damage to the front end and roof of the car. The 47-year-old female driver was unresponsive at the scene. So emergency crews say she was flown by the Utah Valley Regional or to the Utah Regional Valley Medical Center. Witnesses told police the Pontiac had been seen driving recklessly and at a high rate of speed before the crash occurred. Impairment is suspected and is being investigated as a contributing factor in the crash. Troopers say the woman remains in critical condition, suffering multiple injuries, including bleeding on the brain.
Yeah, hitting a deer is bad enough. You hit a moose?
Oh, man. Okay, this is a messed up story, man. This is really sad, too. A Pennsylvania teenager has died in a freak accident when she was showering to get ready for school.
Oh, yeah.
Her name is Brianne Marie Rapp, 17 years old, was in the shower on her way home, of her home in Butler, PA, around 6:45 a.m. Friday, while her mother, Kimberly, was still asleep in bed. When her mother awoke, she found Bree in the bathtub, which was overflowing, and her hair caught in the drain. She is believed to have drowned.
So she passed out. Her hair clogged the drain, which allowed the water to fill up and drown
oh,
her.
My God.
Isn't that crazy? That's horrible. The teen was on medication for a thyroid condition, according to her father, but it's unclear if that caused her to pass out or if she slipped. He said, we're thinking she blacked out in the bathtub, fell and hit her head, and was found by my ex. We don't know if maybe her hair clogged the drain, but the tub had overflowed. An autopsy was ordered to determine the cause of death. That's just a terrible story. All right, something...
Happy one now.
Well, I don't know if I have happy, but
then
I definitely...
disgusting.
I have something less than that as far as being sad.
All right.
A paraglider was skewered by a giant splinter after crash landing in a forest. In a forest. Now, by splinter, I mean essentially a log goes through this guy's shoulder. There's a picture of it.
Oh, my God.
And he's awake and conscious.
And he's a paraglider.
You can't believe this unless you see it for yourself. Pictures show how a tree branch impaled 36-year-old Ivan Krasuski from Belarus.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're looking at it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got something in your shoulder.
Whoa.
I mean, it's almost...
That's crazy.
It's like...
Gross. It's like a post.
Forget it!
Yeah, he was...
What's that? What? Here.
He was flying when a strap snapped and he lost control, plummeting into a forest. A sharp log spiked his shoulder as he crashed. Rescuers cut him free from the wreckage of his powered paraglider, took him to a hospital with the giant log still embedded in his shoulder. He posed for pictures as he waited to have the branch removed by emergency ward medics.
What is it, Doc? You have a log in your shoulder.
I know! Doctors later freed him from the giant splinter. He told local media that he had crashed into some pine trees, and at first he didn't realize he had been impaled. He said, I'm thinking I fell so softly, and all is okay, and I'll stand up and go, and then something holds me back. And I looked, and it was a giant log there. I tore my shirt, and there was a branch in my arm, thick as a watermelon.
I don't understand how you could possibly get any movement back in that arm with the size of this piece of wood sticking to basically the top of his shoulder.
Astonishingly, Mr. Krasuski retained his sense of humor during the horrific accident, joking that he was like Groot. He said,
it's actually pretty good.
He said, many people came. I told them, take out the splinter. And they said, no, are you crazy? If we take it out, you'll bleed to death. And I was like, I am Groot. So apparently,
this guy
was saying this stuff while he has this thing stuck in his shoulder.
That's a badass. Yeah.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
A woman fell from the Belmont Red and Brown Line train platform on the tracks after she asked a man to stop peeing. So he punched her in the face.
What?
Yeah, this is in Chicago.
Well, at least he didn't overreact.
The woman
Can't
was...
Can't you see I'm pissing here?
She was standing on the CTA platform Friday when she observed a man urinating. She said, I just went up to him and I was like, you can't do that in the bathroom. The woman says she took...
No, I can do it in the bathroom.
She took her phone out to take a photo of the man. As the exchange escalated, the man threatened to kill her. She said, I just figured he was all talk. So she flipped him off and walked away. Well, he punched her in the head. She says, I walked away, I felt this hit in the back of my head, and I fell onto the tracks. I immediately rolled over to see if there was a train coming. The victim fell to the track level, sustained a head injury.
He's off telling somebody, this crazy bitch comes up to me and complains about me pissing.
The woman says one or two men jumped down to the tracks and helped her as she was pulled back up onto the platform. She was later transported to the hospital where she said they said she received some staples in her head. Police are searching for the suspect. Here's a story out of Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Police say a woman staged her own son's DUI.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. The hell for?
So the 38-year-old West Milton woman had told investigators she put her 20-year-old son behind the wheel in February and then called police and said that he was high on synthetic marijuana and passed out in the car.
It's to teach him a lesson, isn't it?
Her son was charged with driving under the influence, but he later said at his preliminary hearing that it was his mother who put him in the vehicle and started the engine. The woman has been charged with reckless endangerment and making false reports. And I don't have anything other than that. She didn't say why. It isn't indicated in the story. And I don't know what she was up to.
That's weird. Yeah.
Sounds like a good mother.
Right?
Yeah, if you guys have ever been to West Milton, that might explain a little bit.
Oh, it might give a little perspective.
A little perspective, slow night.
Yeah. Okay.
We're getting cable next month.
When a Canadian woman was hit by a train and badly injured in northern Italy, rescue services quickly went to her aid on the tracks. But as they treated the victim, a young man captured the scene from the station platform in a selfie that has provoked widespread anger. He was himself pictured by a news photographer who complained, "We have completely lost a sense of ethics." Police caught the young selfie taker and forced him to delete his picture. The young Canadian woman caught up in the accident was taken to the hospital, had to have her leg amputated. So this guy has basically her in the background lying on the tracks while they're attending to her, and he's taking a selfie of himself, and it's just a moment of, come on, dude.
People are pissed because he should have done landscape mode.
The man in white Bermuda shorts who took the selfie on a platform has been investigated and does not appear to have committed a crime.
What?
But the image of him pointing his phone at the dramatic rescue scene has appeared on many front pages in Italy and attracted incredulity on social media as well. Wednesday night, police say a dispute between neighbors is what led to three people being shot and a standoff with the suspect. They said it started around 9:15. Marcy Humphrey says her 19-year-old daughter, Shauna, was shot in her front yard by her neighbor, 62-year-old Henry Castro, and she says that it was the most traumatizing experience of her life, and I'll explain why all this happened.
Yeah.
So Carl Stone was also there when it all unfolded. He was with Shauna and his cousin, Michael, when Castro approached them outside, accusing them of allowing their dog to defecate on his yard. And from there, Stone said it escalated. He said he hurried up and grabbed my cousin by the neck, and then he pointed the gun towards her neck, and he said, "Now you're gonna die." And I was gonna try to do something, and then he pointed the gun at me, and he said, "You do anything, and I'm gonna shoot you."
This is all over dog poop.
Dog poop. He says they all tried to run, but Castro shot his cousin in Humphrey before retreating back to his home.
And I've got a nuclear bomb.
Neighbors called police, and Mike Bistinelli with the police department says an hours-long standoff had followed. He said he was holed up for hours. We made several attempts to have him come out, about an hour and a half, and it was decided to call the SWAT team in. And around 3 a.m., SWAT team...
We have a dog poop situation.
They entered Castro's home, and they found him with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. I don't know if he was killed or not in that. Police say that...
Who's this we're looking at here,
Price? I don't know. The police say the victims and the suspect are all currently in the hospital. It might have been a victim because the suspect was male. So
yeah.
I don't really know.
We don't know what this is.
A marathon runner was left with a huge gash after a 2,000-pound bison charged and dug its horn into his backside while he was out jogging. Got him in the butt.
Wow.
Craig Nielsen.
Why did they even let those things enter the race?
Was enjoying a romantic weekend away with his wife, Amberly, when he decided to go for an early morning run before she woke up. He was making his way back to the campsite when he came across a plains bison grazing by a ditch in Elk Island National Park in Alberta, Canada. Although Nielsen initially thought that it was cool to see a bison in real life, his first impression quickly turned when the bulky animal began to charge. He began to run towards...
Bore out your ass.
He began to run toward a cluster of trees, which he knew the bison wouldn't be able to fit through. But as he ran toward the forest, he slipped in the mud, allowing the bison to catch up to him and dig its curved horn right into his left butt cheek.
Wait. Look.
I saw the hole.
Oh, my God. Look at this, Kathy.
Wow. Yeah. Oh,
the horn.
Mike, are you kidding me?
Right in his ass.
The impact tossed Nielsen forward, where he was able to seek refuge in trees as blood gushed out of his 2-inch deep, 3-inch wide wound. That's huge. The injured runner flagged down a car that had stopped to take pictures of the animal and was rushed to a local emergency room by ambulance. Nielsen received 7 stitches and still finds it uncomfortable to sit after
because of the bison ramming the horn in his ass, right?
It's difficult to sit.
Yeah, that's probably the reason.
After that happens.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.